What are the names of the mountains here now?
Well, now that's Gold Mountain. And this is over on this side, the Hatchers all lived over there. That's called the Hatcher Mountain. That's just the Gold Mountain over there. That's the big mountain. And the land on this side of the Gold that's fed from that big mountain is a whole lot better land. That land over there is sandy land. And it ain't near as good to land as land on that side next to this big mountain. There's an old man come here one time from Union County, and he bought a good farm up here. And he said that the reason I wanted that farm, he said, I could have bought farms somewhere else, but he said, I was looking at that big mountain. He said, land that's fed from that big mountain is richer land, and it is. The land on that side of the valley is a whole lot better than the land on this side. You take that land over there, it's sandy and open land, they can hardly dig a well on it. If you dig a well, you have to dig it. Now, people used to dig them by hand. There's one fella that used to live here in my place. He bought a piece of land over there, I think he drove five or six wells. And then he started at digging hand wells. And then he got these well diggers, and they finally made a trade with him. No water, no money. And they dug about three wells before they ever got him one. They drug that well, and they had to case it as the main.
So, do they have any of that? Do they call that sandy land loam?
Well, that'd be, I guess that's what you'd call it.
And do you have any kind of land you call redbud land?
And what?
Redbud land.
I never did.
Or crawfishy land.
Red clay. Well, now there's crawfishy land. I've got that. That's this bottom land where the crawfishers get in there, you know, and they'll just crawfish it. They got a great big hole down.
How about up in the mountains, a place where you'd be standing up there and it's just a sheer drop down there? What would you call that?
Well, I don't know whether you'd call that a canyon or what you'd call it.
I mean, where you're standing, though, would you call that like a cliff?
Well, that'd be a cliff, you know.
Are there a lot of those around that right in this?
No, not as I know of around here. Them cliffs, them hollers, you know, just deep hollers, and some of them so steep you can't climb them, but then wouldn't be called cliffs. Cliffs, is, I've always understood, as a big pile of rocks. Now, these would be cliffs coming up Cove Creek down.
Now, where the water comes down, as you go, as the water's running along and then it suddenly drops down, what's that called?
Well, I just don't know what the proper name for that would be, but now them waters comes down hollers and low places. That water don't run off of them high places. They run off of them high places and run down the low places. On every place like that, there's a holler somewhere. You look coming up Cove Creek, there's a holler somewhere. Well, now here a few Sundays ago, it coming off of rain in the upper end of the valley. And didn't rain much here, and the creek come down out of banks. And that evening, me and my daughter and I went off up there. Well, all where there's a road, you know, or something that comes from that side, the water hits that. There's got to be somewhere for that water to go, and of course, water always hits the lowest places it can come to run.
Are there any large waterfalls on this side of the? Any large falls on this side?
No, not as I know of. They are over in Cage Cove. They've got some falls over there and got a little bit called the Abram Falls, but I've never been to it. You have to walk right
somewhere. Do you call that, though, where the water, where it just it runs pretty fast and it's always, call that white water or,
You mean where it runs fast?
Yeah.
That's swift water. They call that swift water.
Okay.
That's what it gets when the creek gets up. The more water, the faster it runs. You can take a little old branch that ain't enough water in it to water a horse and let it come a rain and it'll be way steep or maybe places would be higher than that.
Now the Mr. Denton was telling me yesterday about the road building when they'd have to work on the roads. Did you have to do that?
I was overseer for years and years. Every school was laid off in three or four sections. And the people from certain so far here had worked this road. Well, they had one man that all us every two or three years, they'd get another man, you know, have to overseer and try to turn that around. Well, that was his job to get out, and to get out and go warn them and tell them what day he was going to work the road. And they'd get them all there together, and if they didn't work the road, well, they had to pay that or pay somebody else to go. And if a man was just, he had to work 6 days a year. But if a man had a team, they give him 3 days with him and his team. I'd always use a team, maybe two teams, and put mine in one day and a half. But these fellers just didn't know nothing but their own labor. They had to put in 6 days or pay $6.
Uh-huh.
And he'd have about 2 mile, I guess, or something like that to the section.
Uh-huh.
And in the graders, you'd pick three teams. They had these old horse graders. That's what we use for graders now. They've got bulldozers. That's all we had, is just old horse-drawn graders. And then they'd take their picks and shovels and keep the ditches opened up, you know.
What kind of roads did they build? Were those dirt roads?
There was no rock on them. They'd, in bad places, they'd go to where the sand come out up here at this Methodist Church. Used to be an awful lot of sand in that branch there. And anywhere along this creek where you get to it, they'd haul sand and put on them bad places and rocks. I've got a place over yonder, I bet you, out of the water. So if it is dug down in there, the rocks are deep as mine or your head. If it is dug down to it, just these low places, they just go to wherever they could find them and haul rocks and fill them holes up. And then cover them up with sand. You can get a sight on earth of sand, you know, out of this creek and these branches, especially on this side of the cover.
When did